Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 92. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 70. Tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 90. Tomorrow, mainly clear. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 86.
Mid-America Network News. A Topeka man was arrested for aggravated arson in connection to a Wednesday morning house fire in central Topeka. Just after 7 a.m. on Wednesday, Topeka Fire Department responded to the report of a house fire. Crews found smoke in the residence and fire in the basement, according to a news release from the city of Topeka. Crews were able to extinguish the fire with no occupants being found in the house. Therefore, there have been no reported injuries. A 27-year-old Topeka man was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on an aggravated arson charge. Finding something or someone in murky water should be easier for Kansas wildlife and parks officials. The department recently got two remotely operated underwater vehicles that can search with sonar. The ROV has a camera, lights, and a mechanical arm in addition to sonar. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sorry to interrupt your summer, folks, but my friends at Midwest Kia are celebrating Christmas in July. Visit Midwest Kia and get your gift before I've even had time to check the list to see if you've been naughty or nice. Here's a sneak peek into Santa's bag. Interest rates as low as 0% on EV models and 1.9% on non-EV models. $10,000 off MSRP on the North American SUV of the year, EV9. And you'll receive a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new Kia. Don't forget, Santa's here to help everyone. We'll work with all credit types to get you the best deal on any vehicle on the lot. This Christmas in July, fight off hot temperatures with a cool new Kia from Midwest Kia and enjoy a better way to buy. Ho, ho, ho. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$21.65 per thousand financed. See store for details.
High heat and wildfires ranging from Canada to the southwestern and northwestern corners of the United States are causing concerns over air quality in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Bureau of Air is anticipating a rough few weeks ahead. The state of Kansas is facing a triple whammy when it comes to our air quality. Wildfires have been occurring with great frequency in Canada, as well in the northwest and southwest parts of the United States. Those with allergy sensitivity or pre-existing breathing conditions such as asthma should try to limit their time outdoors, especially in the midday hours. Kansas firefighters are on their way to Oregon to help battle wildfires. A crew of 10 firefighters from the Kansas Forest Service out of Wichita, Olathe, Ottawa, and Edwardsville are now on their way. The Durkee fire caused by lightning has burned more than 200,000 acres along the Oregon-Idaho state line. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big second quarter for the company of Union Pacific, based out of Omaha, Nebraska, as they reported delivering more than a 7% growth for their second quarter profits, even with some of the shipments being halted due to having struggles with streamlining their operational process. As KSN News reports, the railroad reported earning $1.67 billion, sitting at roughly a $2.74 share for the company in their second quarter, coming up from $1.7 billion in the first quarter of the year. Jim Venna, the CEO of Union Pacific, released a statement saying, quote, "This provides further proof that our strategy to be the best in safety, service, and operational excellence will drive success. The entire Union Pacific team is energized behind the strategy and wants to win. The company went on to say the revenue grew more than 1%, topping $6 billion in the quarter, as it was able to continue raising its rates even to offset the steep drop in coal and metal shipments and lowering fuel surcharge revenue.
It's that time of year, from Texas to the Dakotas. Us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, P&B Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Gage County Fair is underway with livestock shows continuing Friday. IMCA Racing at the Grandstand Friday evening at 7. Activities continue Saturday into Sunday with the livestock auction Sunday afternoon at 3 following the Parade of Champions. The Nemahal County Free Fair gets rolling this Friday and continues through Monday with a fair parade Sunday evening at 6 in downtown Seneca. This year's theme is Summer Nights, Arena Lights. Grand Marshal this year will be Brian Schmitz, who started in 4-H with the St. Benedict Achievers and was active in leadership as his children participated. Marysville Area Community Theater will present Sounds of the 70s with Friday and Saturday evening performances at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 at the First Christian Church, just north of the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville. An audience costume contest is planned Friday evening. Additional details on the organization website and Facebook page. Road construction will begin on the Blacktop Road north of Washington next Monday. Hall Brothers will begin laying new asphalt for the north edge of Washington and proceed north to the Nebraska state line. The construction expected to last about a month and will replace the road surface damaged by trucks during the oil spill cleanup last year. Traffic control will be present during construction. Drivers should expect delays. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute free food boxes Tuesday, July 30th, handing those out from 9 a.m. until they're gone. No income guidelines. Boxes distributed on a first-come, first-served basis Tuesday only. Again, no income guidelines. Contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging with any questions at 562-5522. This is for Marshall County residents, Tuesday, beginning 9 a.m. at the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Our public affairs program this weekend will spotlight the upcoming primary election with a focus on those contested races for Marshall County Commissioner in the 2nd and 3rd District. Comments from the recent candidate forum will air on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Sharon L. Kebriel, age 77, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial Saturday at 2 at the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7. At the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Kebriel. Tom Pachinka, age 81, of Bremen, passed away July 18th. The private family burial will be held at a later date at the Pachinka Cemetery near the family farm, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tom Pachinka.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. The mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine throughout the day on Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms may continue throughout Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Scattered showers still continue early Monday, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A bit warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late July, 91, record high on this date, 108. The average low, 70, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:45, sunrise in the morning at 6:23.
We often call ineffective medicinal remedies snake oil, but that might be a bad rap for the snakes. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 26th. It is the 208th day of the year, and rock and roll icon Mick Jagger celebrates a birthday. The term snake oil is strictly pejorative today, but there was a time in America when snake oil was considered an effective remedy. In the 19th century, Chinese railroad laborers would soothe their muscles with oil from the Chinese water snake. The growing demand and the absence of Chinese snakes led to unscrupulous marketers peddling less effective potions made from American rattlesnakes. It was the cheap knockoff that gave snake oil a bad name and an even worse reputation for the salesman. Modern research, by the way, has found that Chinese water snake oil is high in omega-3 fatty acids, a credible anti-inflammatory agent. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Googs Bar and Grill in Hanover is hosting a Little Blue River catfishing contest starting Friday, August 2nd at 6 p.m. Over $800 worth of prizes with a side prize for largest turtle brought in. Registration and rules will be announced August 2nd, 6 p.m. at Googs Bar and Grill in Hanover. Contact Mark at 785-562-8273 with questions and test your fishing skills August 2nd with Googs Bar and Grill's Little Blue catfishing contest.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is officially day number 2 and the first day of full play for the NBC Baseball World Series happening in Wichita, Kansas for the 90th annual NBC World Series that's been happening in Kansas since 1935. As KSN News reports, the tournament goes until August 3rd with 16 different summer collegiate teams playing 10 different games and competing for that national title. As today's lineup includes the 12 p.m. first pitch with the Lone Star Baseball Club taking on the Kansas Cannons, followed by the Seattle Blackfins taking on Hayesville Aviators. The 6 p.m. game includes GPS Legends against the Santa Barbara Foresters, and the late night 8:30 game includes the Air Capital Flyers taking on the Hayes Larks. In Major League Baseball, the Royals are back in action tonight as well with first pitch at 7 p.m. as they're ready for their three-game series against the Chicago Cubs. That one goes through the weekend at Kauffman Stadium before heading on the road to Chicago by taking on the White Sox starting on Monday for another three games.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/VetsFraudCenter today. Emporia State University is also getting ready for their college football season, as they say they're excited, bringing back 10 of their 11 starters from their bowl game win last year, where the Hornets ended up scoring more than 55 points in the game. As head coach for the team, Garen Higgins, talks about what he has to look forward to for this season.
I feel good about the competition. As I said earlier, I think the quarterback room in our place right now, from top to bottom, the depth and the talent is the best that I've ever had. Now it'll be interesting to see who steps up into that position. One thing about Chase, he's been in our program and he understands our offense, and that's huge. Ron Bryden from Stony Brook, who did a great job there, he had a really good spring. Gunnar Gundy, think about the experience he has playing in big-time games. You know, he scored a touchdown in their bowl game that they played. I mean, he has statistics.
That audio from KSNT News, where Emporia State starts off their regular season for college football against Washburn State University on August 29th.
Live continuing coverage of the Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team in state tournament play getting underway Friday afternoon about 2:30 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. KNDYRadio.com and on our free mobile app, a service of our KNDY Sports Boosters.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Summer's here, and while you're enjoying those carefree summer nights, the last thing on your mind is winter. But winter will be here before you know it, and with it come unpredictable propane prices. Life is unpredictable enough as it is. Lock in your propane price with a contract from Kramer Oil so you'll know what to expect all year round. By choosing Kramer Oil, you can adapt to market changes and potentially save money by purchasing propane when prices dip. Plus, when the carefree days of summer are gone, our delivery drivers will ensure your tank's always full so you stay warm no matter what. Visit KramerOil.com or call us at 562-2466 to secure your propane contract today. Our friendly team is ready to help you lock in the savings and comfort for the whole season. Kramer Oil, keeping you warm without the worry.
Present
Preserve a bit of your summer garden by drying a few flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most gardeners have gathered a few stems from their favorite flowers, removed the lower leaves, and secured them into small bundles. Next step, hang them in a warm, dry place. Bright yellow, orange, pink, and blue flowers tend to preserve their colors best. Clipping off the blooms and drying with silica gel is the best way to preserve flowers to look as good as they did in the garden. It also works well for delicate blooms. You'll find this drying compound at craft stores. Speed things up by drying your flowers in a microwave. Place 4 cups of cat litter in a microwave-safe bowl. Carefully cover a single flower and microwave for 2 to 3 minutes. Gently brush off the litter and repeat until the whole bouquet has been dried. Or allow your bouquet to dry naturally in the vase. This method works great with goldenrod, protea, and even some roses. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This is Mike Vermetten. If elected as magistrate judge, I will serve with integrity, determination, and fairness. As a lifelong Marshall County resident, I believe that rehabilitation and creating productive citizens should be the goal for the court. On August 6th, I'd appreciate your vote as a choice for change in Marshall County, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge, Stacey Vermetten, Treasurer.
Cook & Company invites people near and far to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop welcomes you and your family to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. There will be many fun activities for everyone to enjoy, and don't forget to check out the Classic Car Show. See you there! From everyone at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Helena Agri Enterprises invites everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. Take a moment to look at all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From the Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patrons to support.
Lancaster, Missouri is not a big town, but in the 1920s, the circuses came to town. And yes, I did use the plural form of the word, because boy did the circus really come to town for many days every year. I'll explain why on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, William Preston Hall was one of the largest buyers and sellers of horses in the world. In the early 1900s, he also began to buy and sell circus animals.
In fact, lots of circuses wound up here in his hometown of Lancaster, Missouri, every winter.
Some of the circuses would actually winter here, and then he would take care of their animals for them, I'm sure for a certain fee.
Jim Van Dyke says his father remembers those circuses arriving here for the winter months.
When he was a little boy, he remembers when some of these circus trains would come in to winter, and they would always have a parade through town with the elephants and the wagons and so forth as they took them from the depot. And oftentimes, Mr. Hall would lead the parade with a couple of fancy horses and a real fancy buggy and so forth.
And when he led those parades, or just on a daily basis, he was known to wear some of what he had received as payment from the diamond mines in South Africa, where he sold horses and mules.
He had a number of diamonds that he would wear on literally a daily basis. They didn't call him Diamond Billy Hall for nothing.
While Hall was wealthy, he was also noted to be very generous, always willing to help those in need or to give a horse to kids in the area who needed one. However, as times and technology changed, so did his business.
Probably in the 20s, started to see the decline of his business, mainly because the farmers were becoming more mechanized. The horse was on its way out. The tractors were coming in.
The Great Depression of the 1930s meant people did not have money to attend circuses, and that business faded as well. Hall died in 1932 from cancer. The barns are now gone from the great enterprise he once oversaw here. His home is today owned by the County Historical Society, a place that shares his story and that of the area. Traveling the countryside in Lancaster, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
A septic system shouldn't need a lot of maintenance unless you're putting stuff into it that you shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Avoid septic cloggers and the killers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
If your septic system doesn't seem to be working as it should, take inventory of what kinds of things you're putting into it. There are three basic layers in a septic system. Fats, grease, and oil float on the top. The middle layer is mostly clear, partially treated water, and the bottom layer is for the solids. If too many solids go in, you'll have to pump the system a lot more often, which is expensive. Extension soil management specialist Deanne Presley at Kansas State University says there are two categories of items that can wreak havoc in a septic system. Presley calls them cloggers and killers. Some people make interesting choices about what to flush.
A disposable diaper would be a clogger. Cat litter, there are flushable types of cat litter and flushable types of baby wipes, but I would not actually flush anything, even if it said it was flushable, besides toilet paper. That goes for feminine hygiene products, too. Nothing besides toilet paper and human waste should be flushed down the toilet.
The septic system also depends on beneficial bacteria and microorganisms to break down the waste. They can't do their job if you pour too many killers down the drain.
Standard household chemicals, a tremendous amount of bleach is a bad idea because that can mess up the biological activity. But your septic system will come back from some of those products. Biological activity comes back very quickly. Although you might sterilize your system for a while, that activity will come back.
Many of these chemicals could also contaminate nearby groundwater. Presley says to discard harsh chemicals through a local household hazardous waste program and put food waste in a compost pile. Learn more about managing your septic at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Proverbs 10:4 reads, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. We always want to help our children, but at the same time, we don't want to encourage our children to have a slack hand. That sometimes leads to tough decisions. It's hard to say no to your kids, but at some point, you just have to. Continuing to support adult children who should be able to support themselves only leads to more dependence. So you may have a weaning process ahead of you. You might begin to give incrementally less to your adult but still dependent child. Or you can set a deadline when all financial help will stop. Either way, you're likely to experience bumps in the road, but the payoff will be well worth it. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Farming methods evolve, maybe not quickly, but constantly. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
John Griffel farms with his father, Dave, near Gillespie in central Illinois, and they've been dabbling in regenerative agriculture.
We've just always looked at ourselves as stewards of the land. We've implemented cover crops in highly rotable soil, and we've done it at a slow basis. We haven't moved at a quick pace because when we talk about the de-risking and the financial side, we couldn't jump in with both feet. We've been doing it over a number of years and seeing what works and what doesn't because there's a number of learning steps to go along the way. And one of the bigger barriers that we found is the education on the side of it.
Griffel says farming is a constant education.
I always say that my grandpa went through the change in technology. He rode on the back of a horse that pulled a plow to, before he passed away, he was driving a four-wheel drive articulating tractor. His lifespan went through such a massive technological change. My lifespan will be the social change of it. It will be the relating to consumers. It will be the talking to people. And instead of talking about constantly, how do we grow more, more, more? We need to evaluate the morality along those steps and say, how can we grow better? Rather than more, how do we grow better?
Griffel was part of a recent webinar about scaling regenerative ag practices beyond pilots to wide adoption. And there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The friendly staff of C&K Services urges everyone to grab family and friends and come to the Nemaha County Fair beginning July 25th. There will be 4-H exhibits and events, great food, entertainment, and so much more. So come stay a while. Hope to see you there. From everyone at C&K Services in Sabetha. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites everyone out to the North Central Kansas Free Fair starting July 29th. There will be fun activities for the whole family. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, 22nd Judicial District Magistrate Judge, serving you and the citizens of Marshall County the past 19 years with a lifetime of education and experience.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
Good Friday.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today. Call 620-357-6390. Taking a look across the nation, the 2024 HRW harvest is now complete from Texas to Kansas, where farmers are now preparing for fall seeding. Harvest in Colorado and Nebraska should be wrapped up by next week, while harvest progress from Wyoming to the Pacific Northwest ranges from 3% to 35%. In Montana specifically, the crop is rapidly maturing as harvest begins. Taking a look at some of the conditions, producers in Nebraska and Wyoming are reporting great yields and test weights. Areas of Nebraska that received recent moisture are seeing lighter test weights and lower proteins. Taking a look at the nation's wheat data as of right now, from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, and Nebraska, we are seeing a current average test weight at 61.1 pounds per bushel. The falling number is currently at 359 seconds, and the protein content is at 12.2%. The HRW crop currently grades a U.S. number one. Taking a look at the most recent report out of the state of Nebraska, mainly the southern regions, Southeast, South Central, and Southwest are all nearing completion. Harvest is also wrapping up in the northern panhandle. Test weights average above 60 and yields averaging between 30 and 50 bushels per acre. A local producer experienced some soft fly and hail damage that slightly impacted yields. There have been few small but mighty storms scattered throughout the area, bringing an inch of rain to those parts in the region. Now in the southern panhandle, areas across there are completely done with harvest, but took longer than expected due to the high humidity and moisture. The moisture caused damage to test weights, but overall yields were great, averaging 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Overall, harvest across the region was phenomenal with great yields and protein numbers. Looking now in southeast, it's 100% complete, and a local producer explained that the average protein ranged from 9 to 11, test weights average around 58, and averaging around 75 bushels per acre. Your 2024 summer harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
It's a beautiful day, and your crops look better than they have in years. What could go wrong? It is amazing what one hail cloud can do. When stormy weather is in the forecast, don't gamble with your crops. Midwest Ag Professional Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas wants to help you with their crop, hail, and fire insurance coverage. They can have you covered in 2 hours or less. Call Midwest Ag Professionals today at 620-357-6390 to get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, the Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Soybean aphids can quickly multiply and suck the life out of a soybean plant. Be scouting fields and insect threshold levels on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Soybean aphids are tiny, soft-bodied insects that pierce a plant and feed on the sap. They reproduce rapidly, and in large enough numbers, aphids can reduce yield and quality. Soybeans are susceptible to aphid injury till the crop reaches full seed.
Bruce Potter is an Extension Integrated Pest Management Specialist with the University of Minnesota. He says not every field is going to have aphids, and infestation levels can even vary within a field. When you're out scouting, sample at least 20 to 30 plants per field.
What I always do is pull them out of the ground, turn them over. The aphids tend to be on the bottom of the leaf. Look at those leaves, and if you're averaging over 250 per plant, that's kind of the treatment level. 250 aphids per plant on an average, it does not look like much at all. There's not going to be plants dripping with honeydew or anything like that.
Potter says to also weigh the economic injury level with the economic threshold.
That economic threshold, that 250 aphids per plant, that's way ahead of where any kind of yield loss happens. And even if populations are increasing fairly rapidly, you've got at least a week in there to get those treatments on before you have any chance of losing any money. So again, the threshold is where you want to stop the problem from increasing. The economic injury level is where you're actually having some economic loss.
He says to use insecticides judiciously, especially pyrethroids. Aphids have found a way to outsmart the system, so only treat the areas that need treating. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean aphids at agriculture.com.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge invites everyone to come to the Gage County Fair and Expo. There will be entertainment, 4-H exhibits, great food, rides, and more starting July 24th. Inform all your family and friends. Hope to see you there. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Beatrice, where value meets values. Grab your friends and family and join Beatrice Health and Rehab for the Gage County Fair. The fun begins July 24th. Come out for a great time, good food, and entertainment. Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower. Enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care. Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 24th. Enjoy the midway rides, great food, and 4-H exhibits. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and installation of farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers, ask about our seamless guttering.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A K-State Extension agronomist reminds producers that the cotton flea hopper, a small yellow-colored pest, becomes the most prevalent during the midpoint of the cotton growing season, which is happening now. Logan Simon shares the signs of a cotton flea hopper infestation.
One sign that we probably have some sort of flea hopper pressure is if some of the small squares, those little immature flower buds, are starting to turn brown and falling to the ground. If they've already fallen off, you can look at the plant and see the scar on the plant where that flower bud had been attached. If we start to see those, we really want to be ramping up our scouting, especially if we're starting to see maybe 10 to 20% of the small squares being lost before blooming even starts.
Simon explains how producers should scout their fields for cotton flea hoppers.
Scouting should take place throughout the field. However, scouting for flea hoppers can be difficult. The challenge, as the name suggests, is that adults will jump around. In those first few weeks of squaring, our economic threshold is anywhere from 25 to 40 flea hoppers per 100 terminals, with 10 to 15 of those blasted squares. Sometimes some different techniques that are used, so you can put drop cloths out there in between the rows. If we're doing that, we want to shake our plants really vigorously over that cloth, or using sweep nets. And with that sweep net approach, the threshold is going to range from that 1 to 1.5 flea hoppers range per 10 sweeps.
He discusses the primary insecticide treatment for cotton flea hoppers, noting that producers must apply it early in the growing season.
In most cases, if we've got late infestation and impacts on those late squares, there's very little potential that that we're going to be able to have a significant impact on yield and quality with some sort of a chemical control. And when we are thinking about control, when we do have those significant populations that are out there, we really want to be selective of the products that we're using, trying to identify a product that is going to have be a little bit more selective for us and save some more of those beneficial insects. In Kansas, the go-to product has historically been acephate.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University Extension agronomist, with information about one of the most devastating pests to cotton production, the cotton flea hopper. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 24th. Come enjoy the Midway rides, the food vendors, and the 4-H exhibits. Bring family and friends for a great time at the fair. Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through midday, we are still seeing quite a bit of weakness in the grains and the oil seeds and higher in the livestock now. Live cattle was plagued by lower figures this morning. However, passing through midday, we see nothing but green on the screen. August live cattle now up a nickel at $188.95. October up 30 cents to $188.90. It's been a positive day for the feeders all morning. August feeder cattle now up $137 at $260 per hundredweight. September to $259.70. That's up $1.85. Hogs are mixed today as we see August lean hogs down 17 at 93.70, but October's up 32 cents at 78.12. As mentioned, it's been a troublesome day in the grains and the oil seeds as we see the wheat market double-digit lower. September Kansas City wheat down 13 and 3 quarters to 5.47 and 3 quarters. December down 13 and 3 quarters at 5.64 and a quarter cent. Both Chicago and spring wheat also double-digit down. Oats slightly lower. September oats down 6.5 at 3.22 and a half. Corn also down. September corn down 10 and a quarter at 395 and three quarters. December to 411, that's 9 3/4 lower. Soybeans are taking the brunt of the hit today. In fact, sharp losses. August soybeans down 27.5 to 1088 and a half. September to 1046 and three quarters, that's down 27 and three quarters cent. August soy meal is the only one in the green, currently up 60 at 353. September and beyond, though, are all weaker. And August soy oil also a bit weaker, down 188 at 4393. Cotton heading for a losing week and a losing day. December cotton down 122 at 67.69. Well, looking at the energy markets, so some weakness as well. September crude oil down 82 at 77.47. Unleaded gas drops a half a cent down to 2.46 a gallon. Heating oil is down 4 at 2.43, and natural gas down 1 at 2.02. Taking a look in the metals, we see August gold up 31.50 at 23.85 per ounce. July silver's down 6 at 27.74. And lastly, we take a look at the dollar index, which has been a bit weaker today. September dollar down 8 at 104.02.
Sorry to interrupt your summer, folks, but my friends at Midwest Kia are celebrating Christmas in July. Visit Midwest Kia and get your gift before I've even had time to check the list to see if you've been naughty or nice. Here's a sneak peek into Santa's bag. Interest rates as low as 0% on EV models and 1.9% on non-EV models. $10,000 off MSRP on the North American SUV of the year, EV9. And you'll receive a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new Kia. Don't forget, Santa's here to help everyone. We'll work with all credit types to get you the best deal on any vehicle on the lot. This Christmas in July, fight off hot temperatures with a cool new Kia from Midwest Kia and enjoy a better way to buy. Ho, ho, ho. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$21.65 per thousand financed. See store for...
This is Mike Vermetten, running for Marshall County Magistrate Judge. Over my 18 years in Marshall County law enforcement, I've worked honestly and truthfully for the public. Stepping into the role of judge for me is a call for change in the county. I'd appreciate your vote August 6th, paid for by Mike Vermetten for Marshall County Magistrate Judge, Stacy Vermetten, Treasurer.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's an end-of-the-week turnaround for stocks. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was up 632 points and back above 40,000. The NASDAQ had gained back 0.75%. The S&P was a full percentage point higher. An important gauge of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose last month in line with Wall Street expectations. Inflation remains just above the Fed's 2% target, but analysts say it may be enough to prompt an interest rate cut in September. About 207,000 pounds of Boar's Head deli meat is being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The recall is linked to a multi-state outbreak that has sickened 34 people in 13 states, resulting in 2 deaths. The company behind Dom Perignon and Mercier is sounding the alarm, reporting a 15% decline in bubbly sales over the first half of the year. Some experts point to a poor grape season affecting supply of champagne. Jim Ryan, ABC News.